Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. I'm the queer guy with a third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends new age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Good morning, everybody. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. I always laugh when I hear that meditation to martinis thing because that seems a little bit more appropriate for an evening program, but we're talking conceptually that we have good times thinking about meditation and silly times and giggling with things like martinis. But good morning. I'm here with David in Los Angeles. Benny is with us in Seattle. How are you doing, Benny?
I'm well. Thank you, Dougal.
So here's the deal, guys. This morning, we are having phone issues, which I always think is exciting, but we're still going to get your calls in today, so don't worry about it. But when we were driving over here, Benny had emailed David earlier to tell him, just FYI, we're having some phone issues.
Did I say it like that? Yes. Did it come off being like that? Hey, guys, just FYI. Come on now.
Don't freak out. All right, so you screamed, we're having phone issues.
There, that's better.
So what it made me think of, and I can't say the show, but I used to do this TV show once a week, and the host would be on, and it was live TV, and the goal was I would be on Monday mornings to take callers from people, and she'd be very perky because it's Monday morning, mm-hmm. and it's news, and it's live. Oh, I shouldn't have used that.
Oh, you went Southern.
I can guess, exactly. Well, it wasn't a Southern market. But anyway, so we would be taking phone calls, and we would go to commercial break, and there would be issues with the phone line every single time.
Oh.
And we'd come back, and we'd have to, like, stretch the segment, and she'd be so perky and so perky and so perky, and I'm trying to, like, balance my chakras. And then we'd go to commercial, and there was this one moment where she stood up on the stage and threw a pen across at the camera people and at the producer, screaming, "People!" And she was, like, going completely insane. And in the background, you can hear the stage manager being like, and we're counting down from 10, 9. And she is screaming. As we get to 1, she sits down, perks her head to the side, and she's like, and we're back. Like, totally calm, cool, collected. I'm a basket case, seriously soiling my pants.
That's pure talent at its best. That is pure talent.
Insanity. I think there should be shows. It's like Oprah behind the scenes. You think everything's going well, but then you see what happens actually behind the scenes. And as soon as it's live, we're all calm and collected. But the fun thing about our little show is I get to tell you that I'm stressed that the phones aren't working so you can be a part of the process. But anyway, so I had a very exciting weekend. Well, David and I did. I don't know if you guys have heard about this movie, but on Friday night, we went to go see I Am, The Doc, which is a documentary by film director Tom Shadyac. Have you heard of this, Benny?
I have heard of it, yet to see it.
Oh my God, you really have to see it.
All right.
So
okay.
Those of you who have not heard of Tom Shadyac before, he was the director of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
My favorite.
I know, right? Good movie.
I hate to admit it. It was one of my favorite films.
It's a great movie.
It has pets. I'm just going to say.
It's like Airplane humor. Like, it's very...
Yes.
Yeah, or what's the... Like, The Naked Gun, that kind of stuff. Like, it's
yeah,
really
like
silly.
Bathroom humor.
Exactly, bathroom humor. The Nutty Professor, Bruce Almighty, Patch Adams. So anyway, like, super successful Hollywood director. You know, tens of millions of dollars. You know, I mean, the guy's just super, super successful. And then what was interesting is he kind of sets the film up where he's clearly at the top of his game. He's generated all this income. I think at one point he lived in like a 17,000 square foot mansion in Pasadena. Basically the American dream, you know, what we all kind of strive for, or
Jeez.
At least what we're programmed to strive for.
Yeah.
And then he had a cycling accident and got a really major concussion. And what was interesting was after healing from the concussion, he had something called post-concussion syndrome, which basically means that for an entire year, he kept experiencing the pain and the side effects from the concussion, even though technically, physically, he was healed from it. So he goes into like this major depression, searches all of these traditional medicinal routes to try and get out of this issue, did everything from like that hyperbolic chamber air thing or whatever, herbs and chakras and acupuncture and everything. Nothing was helping, falls into a depression, and then one day he just said that the symptoms started to subside. And as he was coming out of this depression, it really made him start to question everything that went on in his life.
Hmm.
So immediately he like picks up a camera crew and, you know, a small crew, and they go across the world kind of interviewing academics and spiritual leaders about issues are what's wrong with the planet and how can we fix it? Like, what is wrong with our society? And his basic premise was, here I am, this like super you know, successful guy, all the money in the world, flying privately, but why do I still feel lonely and unconnected? And I loved this movie. It was so, so cool the way he would connect with all of these people who were basically showing that the human race, we've kind of become programmed to be competitive with each other, that you've got to be the best at your game, you've got to get an A-plus in everything, you want to be number one, and it's like we're constantly moving forward to do that, but we're not working in unison with each other, which I found to be really positive, a really positive message. And he was showing how this is reflected, am I saying this right, David, in the animal kingdom?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
With, you know, like, what do you call it, like a pack of birds?
When you see a flock of birds,
right,
in the sky, and then you'll notice like they'll change direction, but it's not like they all, you know, talk to each other first. It's like they all vote,
all natural,
at the same time, right?
Yeah.
It's very democratic.
It's all instinctual.
Do you speak bird, David? Do you know?
In my spare time.
Yeah, see,
bird.
I knew it.
But even with, like, he was talking about like deer, like when they would pick like a certain like water feeding area, they would all go at the same time, and it was all intuitive and all instinctual.
Hmm.
And the thing that I really liked about this, I mean, I don't want to give away the movie because I think people should go to see it, but the basic premise was about like finding harmony and finding balance and not being exaggerated in any way, like not having, you know, what was it he said that if people had too much, what was that, David? I can't remember.
Right. In some native cultures, they would view excess materialism as an actual mental illness.
Right, as a form of insanity,
mm-hmm.
Which I thought was interesting. Like, you need more, you need more, you need more, and then it's almost like you're crazy. Like, you can't even recognize what you already have. And so, all right, I know as a New Age person, I'm not supposed to talk about this, but, like, it made me think of The Secret. And I know people listening, like, people love them some Secret.
Hey, I love The Secret.
I thought The Secret was good, too.
Well, here's my issue with The Secret. Everything about The Secret, in my opinion, had a lot of visual references in the movie about attaining something. Like, if I envision a diamond necklace, I'll get a diamond necklace. And it was all this, you know.
Do I need to speak like that?
Well, she's from Australia. It's a terrible accent.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, that's not,
okay, not Australian
good
at all.
But it was all about her, like, attaining stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought about a car, and I got a car. And I remember when the Secret hit, I would get emails and clients and like dozens of people that would be like, you know, I bought a $1 million dream home and I'm just envisioning that everything will be okay. And why do I keep going into foreclosure? And I don't think that was the core message of The Secret. I think it was misunderstood, but I think a lot of people attached it to, this is the stuff that I can manifest without doing anything. More stuff. If I believe I'm going to win the lottery, I'm going to win the lottery. And that worried me. Whereas in the documentary, and you can check it out at iamthedoc.com, in I Am the Documentary, it was really more about finding harmony inside, you know, not consuming too much, not needing things to make yourself feel better. And like I said earlier, there was this one scene where they show him in, I think it was a 17,000 square foot home that he lived in Pasadena. And he said when the movers pulled away, he's like standing in this moment of, I should feel great. And he immediately felt lonely.
Huh.
Which was so interesting because, A, as I was watching it, I was like, well, I want a 17,000 square foot home in Pasadena. And then I really had to check in with myself, like, why do I want that? What does that represent to me?
Well, I think the logic is that if you have, you know, this much money where you can, you know, take care of yourself and take care of your family and, like, you know, manage your health, that you'll be this happy. And if you have that much more, then you'll just be that much happier. But that was the great thing about the documentary. It really, you know, he talked about how that's not the case. Once you
for
have
him.
Once you have your basic needs taken care of, that's like as happy, that's as much happiness as you're going to get from that place in your life.
Well, the only thing I can kind of whittle it down to is it's kind of like food. Like, it's fun when you're eating and having a great meal, but then when you overeat, it turns into feeling bad afterwards. Like, you get that stuffed too much feeling. But I still wrestle with, as a human being, finding my own balance of, I want to be successful. You know, I want to achieve things. I want to live a nice, comfortable life. But how do you check in with yourself to make sure that that isn't getting exaggerated and out of control? Because I think it happens for a lot of people. And we strive for that, like, big house, big car, all this stuff. And, you know, Susie Orman, who I love, 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 Susie Orman, she always talks about this time when she was looking for a new place and she could afford, you know, like a $25 million townhome in New York City, and went and looked at them and was checking them out and seriously considering buying one. But I love that in the end, she bought a 900 square foot apartment, which, keep in mind, in New York is still probably about $1 million. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about someone that could afford a 10 to 20, you know, I mean, the woman's got so much money in the world. And I really like to think of that because even when David and I were buying our home, you know, what the bank told us we could buy was less than we actually needed. And we kept looking and looking and looking. And we finally made the decision of the truth is it's not about the big space for me. It's about feeling calm, centered, having enough space that works for us. But at the same time, I don't want every month to feel like I got to make that payment. I got to make that payment. You know, like I'm stretching myself and running and running and running. It's finding that balance and that harmony that works for you.
But in support, one thing in support of The Secret is I agree that a lot
of
that
I'm anti-secret?
A little bit. No, no, I just think
I kind of feel it a little bit too.
Do you think it's not that I'm anti-secret?
Well, I really agree with you about like that a lot of it was focused on like, let me get this pearl necklace, let me get these shoes.
Materialistic things, right?
Right.
Yeah,
You can still use the concepts of manifesting. Just I think it would be healthier to focus on like to be happy or to help other people.
Exactly. What I'm talking about is focusing on the emotional. So when I say things like, you know, I want a nicer car, you know, my Prius is fine. The Prius totally works. It functions. It's saving the planet. I'm changing
going
the
green
world with my automobile. Exactly. But the part of me that wants a fancier car is more the part of me that wants to see a reflection of my own success. And I want to feel like I'm taken care of. It's not about the car. It's the emotion behind it. It's not about the necklace. It's not about the 17,000 square foot home. Why do you want that? Is it security? Is it making yourself feel safe? Just like David said, I totally agree in focusing on the emotion. I was just saying, and I know we're not allowed to criticize things in the spiritual world, but I just have to, people. I was just saying in the video, I thought it was a little too focused on the material stuff. So anyway, guys, if you think I'm crazy, let me know. We can talk about it. We can have differing opinions. We're going to be here all hour, phone issues and all. I'm going to be taking your calls, talking about balance, talking about the future, talking about manifesting. I'm Dougal Fraser. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. Stay with us.
Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Herbal adaptogens de-stress and energize. Ginseng, licorice root, holy basil are just a few of these powerful herbs studied for their protective effects on the adrenal glands and other systems during stress. Taken over a period of 1 to several months on a consistent basis, these herbs can increase immune function and energy levels, balance hormones, and help reverse damaging effects of long-term stress. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show, taking your calls all hour here. You can also go to TransformationTalkRadio.com, click the instant feedback button, and give me your questions, which apparently my dad has learned to do.
I saw that too.
Because there's two from my dad, and nothing can make you feel more like a child when you're getting a direct message
right?
from your father. David Page, my therapist, get the Prozac. We're here all hour, people. Oh, maybe my mom will call in and we can really set the tone. We'll do some family therapy.
It'd be like having dinner.
Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
Sitting down with Dougal's family.
I mean, I have the most supportive family in the world because I don't think it's easy to be proud of your gypsy son. But I don't know if I need text messages. This is 1010. Dad, New York. Can't get the radio play. We'll have to listen to a repeat. Well, thanks, Dad. Okay. So anyway, we have a first caller, Lucinda from Vancouver, one of my favorite cities. Lucinda, this is Dougal. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm terrific, thank you. I love Vancouver. We were there quickly on my book tour. We were only mm-hmm. there for about a day, but it was so beautiful.
It is beautiful. I love it here.
So what's going on in your life, Lucinda?
I'm blessed to have a career that I love and a career in friends, and I've spent most of my life fulfilling the career desires that I have, and I've been blessed to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. But now I find myself single. And
right.
Family is very important to me, and I see myself having my own someday, and that's a big priority, and yet I don't have a partner yet. So.
Well, there's a slight disconnect here. One of the issues is you have a really deep emerald green around you, and emerald green comes from the throat. It's the color of communication, and oftentimes people who have emerald green, they get a little stuck in their mind. I'm aware of the fact that you are a deep, passionate person, mainly because I'm an intuitive, so I can feel that, but I don't think you project that energy to the planet, and you may not be aware of it. Those of you who are listening, when I do a reading, I'm tuning into the sound of your voice, and I'm tuning into your energy, and you can hear when Lucinda speaks, there's something about her voice that she swallows a little bit. Lucinda, I don't have to teach you how to think. I don't have to teach you how to process internally. I don't have to teach you how to connect. You do all of those things extremely well. What I do have to teach you to do is project that energy outward. Because you're so smart, and I'm not saying that to make you feel good, but the truth is you really are a smart individual. Because you're so smart, you're very comfortable being in the mental body. You're very comfortable being in the mind. And what we have to do is we have to find balance between the mental body and the emotional body. The emotional body is where you will create a relationship. The emotional body is where you manifest love. And where do the mental body and the emotional body merge? They merge in the throat chakra with that emerald green. So what I want you to work on is projecting. And by projecting, I also mean communicating to your current circle what it is that you're looking for in a relationship. In my opinion, you get so focused and so driven with something, whether it's your career or a friend or a family member. It's like you get so focused, you forget to tend to the other aspects of your life. So what we need to do is delegate as much time to every single part. I'm going to focus this much on love. I'm going to focus this much on career. I'm going to focus this much on family, this much on health, etc. And so what I want you to do right now is start expressing to people what it is that you're looking for in a relationship. Like homework for you. You're going to hate this. But homework for you would be like speed dating or going out on a Friday night with a friend and making a commitment that you were going to strike up a conversation with five different people, not necessarily people that you are interested in dating, but five strangers in order to project that energy. There's something about your current energy that's very internal. It's like you have to dissect things. You have to understand things. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And so what we need to do is bridge that gap in your personal life by being more expressive. in my opinion, in the next 6 months, I don't see a strong change in love. But guys, this is where you can change your energy. Not everything is written in stone. You know, you always have free will. So what we need to do, Lucinda, is speed up the process. If you do the things that I'm talking about, if you go to, you know, it could be a coffee shop, it doesn't have to be a bar, it could be a restaurant, but just starting to strike up conversation with people. And when you do it, I guarantee you'll be nervous. When you strike up a conversation with people, it starts to get the energy motion and it shows the universe that you're trying to attract more into you. I will say that within 2 years, I do see you falling in love. And I have to say, I think it's someone of another race. I don't know what your race is, but something feels different about your heritage or your ancestry, but it's a nice compliment. And I just feel like we need to kind of speed up the process. I've also realized that I've spent most of the time talking, which means I've fallen into the trap of you thinking and me talking. So how does this make you feel?
I think it's pretty good. It's, it feels right on. And, yeah, I do think that talking to more people and
when I talk about that, when I talk about that, do you notice in your private life that you're more of a listener than a talker?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's like my job as well.
Well, the ironic part, though, is, and this is a way down the line prediction, but ironically, with Emerald, in about 5 years, you will start being invited to speak and lecture. I don't know what you do, but connected to your career, and you will get more comfortable with the throat chakra. A lot of times, what we need to learn the most will manifest in different areas of our life. I know most listeners can't believe this, but I swear, guys, I used to be shy and really quiet. I know it sounds insane because you can't shut me up now, but I used to be really quiet, and I found that I would step out of my comfort zone in the same way that I'm suggesting to you, and then it manifested in both professional and personal for me. But again, mark my words, 2 years, you will have the family that you're looking for. I think you can speed that process up by being more expressive. And again, something about a different ancestry or a different heritage or a different race is the person that you'll end up with.
Thank you.
And
so
you
got
to admit,
really,
Lucinda, mixed race babies are always the most beautiful babies.
Oh, they are. I love
they
it.
Are.
Yeah.
So have fun in Vancouver, and thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you so much. Take care.
Take care. Okay, guys, we have what I think this question really made me laugh. We have a lot of questions here. Do you want to read that question, Benny?
Sure, I'll go for it. It's Jennifer from, is it Montval, New Jersey?
I
Mont
think
Valley?
So.
I'm from the West Coast, so I don't know. You East Coast people, I don't know. So,
from Vancouver to New Jersey.
Yeah, I
we're
know.
Everywhere.
We're all over. We're all over. So Jennifer writes, Dougal, I'm wondering how am I supposed to help others heal? And my screen keeps refreshing. Sorry. I write a spiritual blog. She is an intuitive. She's not sure what's the best direction to go into as providing service and also making money at the same time. It's a little tight right now. She is feeling a little desperate, and she wants to know how she can obviously help healing others with her energy, but you know, just kind of go from there.
Right. Well, what I love is that she wrote a girl's got to pay her rent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which I totally, totally get that.
Yeah.
You know, I have so many people that work in the spiritual or new age world that have a really hard time balancing spirit with business. And it is a challenging thing because ultimately we don't live in a society where you can exist on trading. And everybody in the new age world wants to trade and moccasins for readings and, you know, all that stuff. But unfortunately, that's just not how we function. So here's the deal. I actually get for you, Jennifer, that group classes would be really great. Because of our economy and where we are, providing people with an affordable amount of money that they can come and meet in a group to learn and study would be a way for you to manifest an ongoing income that you could depend on. The other thing is, based on your question, I do get a sense of guilt for charging for what you do, and I fully understand that. I need you to honor that what you do and your voice is worthwhile and worth actually making money from. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I think if you could pick once a month an event that people came to, anywhere from 10 to 50, no matter what it is, and let's say $20 a person, where you go around and it's a constant circle, this would be a way to manifest regular income that would make you feel more balanced. The good news, too, is I think that you're going to end up doing this full time, which is very, very exciting. So great question, though. If you're out there and you do spiritual work or you're self-employed and you have a hard time kind of generating that income, you want to find a regular way that's affordable for anybody to come experience. And I try and do the same thing. You know, we're doing a workshop this Saturday in Seattle, and I always struggle with the rate, you know, because I have to charge a little bit more when I travel and all that stuff. But I really try to find a number that everybody could afford. What are we charging for this? $175.
For the workshop, it's
right.
$175.
For 11 to 6, which I don't think is crazy. And we only have like 14 people. It's a very small, intimate group because I want people to feel connected to it. If you want information on that, you can go to my website at www.dougallfraser.com. Also, guys, we're going to try and take your calls this hour, but please go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, email me your questions. You have so many questions here. I'm so excited. I'm going to read them during the break. We're going to take a quick break and a caller after this. My name is Dougal. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. Stay with us.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. .com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Hey everybody, this is Psychic Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. Thank you so much with all these instant feedback questions. They are fantastic. Seattle, I'm talking to you. If you're listening on KKNW, I'm going to be in Seattle this Saturday doing a psychic development and aura workshop. You will get to see all of the colors that I talk about during the hour, or if you've been to my website that I talk about, come learn to see color, tune into other people. It's a really fun day. We still have about 5 spots available. You can call 1-877-936-8425 to book your spot, or go to my website, www.dougalfraser.com. That's D-O-U-G-A-L-L-F-R-A-S-E-R.com. I'm also doing private readings on Sunday. You can see me in Seattle on Sunday. And guys, if you're in the East Coast, I'm not neglecting you. In June, I'm going to be in Rhinebeck at the Omega Center, which is really exciting. I'm going to be with John Holland, Colette Baron-Reed, Daniel McKinnon, myself. It's a whole weekend. It's like Psychic Palooza. It'll be insane. And actually, they're all going to be... I see Benny laughing.
Psychic Palooza. Definitely like that, a fan, right? Of the Northwest. Everyone uses it. That's good.
So we're going to have all those people on the show to promote the event because it's going to be really, really exciting. So come spend the day with me if you're in Seattle. Okay, guys, speaking of Seattle, Sean is on the phone. Hey, Sean, this is Dougal. How are you doing?
Hi, Dougal. I'm doing pretty good.
What's going on?
Well, I want to say thanks for having this radio show.
Thank you.
And I guess I have some problems manifesting, like, an intimate relationship and, like, kind of having direction issues with, like, a new career path.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know, like, if I could do anything about to get, like, a clearer energy.
Well, that's the funny thing. So when I tune into your energy, if I may say so, my darling Sean, you get a little bit scattered. you have a really, really, really lovely green aura. And green aura is a very kinetic energy. And when you're around someone with green, it's almost like it vibrates off of them. They have a really high energy and it moves. So they're excited and they're jumping around and they're working on 10 things at once. And it's very exciting, but it's also very difficult to ground. I mean, you're super creative. You have great ideas, but it's about anchoring that energy to make you feel a little bit more connected to the planet so that people can actually see you. And one of the things that I'm super proud of you is in your lifetime, you've worked really hard on erasing the critical mind. Because sometimes when you get caught up in that, you get super critical of yourself and then it kind of loses its energy and loses its moment. So we definitely need to watch that. But because green is also a color of the earth, it's a color of the plant kingdom, having you be outside at least once a day is imperative. Like when you meditate, it should be like a walking meditation. If you can get out in nature, connecting with the planet, thinking of your soul and as your core, as having roots, is going to help anchor you down. The truth is, Sean, and please don't think I'm crazy, but when I talk to you, I hear them call you the teacher. So you should be getting into some job where you feel like you're delivering information. Have you ever taught in any capacity before?
I haven't. No. I was going to actually do like a little cooking show for kids.
Okay.
Kind of teaching them about
now, Sean,
food and things like that.
Hold on one second. I just said, have you ever thought of teaching before? And you said no, and then you told me you wanted to do a cooking show where you teach people, and now I want to hang up on you, Sean. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so I love that idea. And I'm not just saying this, but the other thing about that particular color green, and you can go to my website and click on it, as I always say, when you see this mint green, you see it at its best around children giggling, because it is that sense of like pure joy. So the TV show idea, I think, is a stretch right now, but still achievable. The way you want to manifest this is I want you to call a local school or after-school program and pitch to them the idea of coming in one day and teaching a short one-hour process on teaching kids how to cook. This is how I connect with what I'm seeing and putting the pieces of the puzzle together. I agree that you should be a teacher. I also agree that wellness would be a really good fit with you and children. But what I have to teach you how to do is take that idea and make it happen. That's where we have the beginning, the middle, and then the completion. So we come up with the idea. The middle is writing it down, pitching it to a local school or after school program, and then having the experience. Once you do that, Sean, you've grounded the experience and then you can move forward with it. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Perfect. So if you start doing any moment like that of grounding your energy, that's going to help you attract the relationship that you're looking for. And it's also going to help you focus on the career. But in my opinion, anything where you're teaching and in front of small groups is where you are best. That's where free will comes in. And you can pick any of those things. But pitch that idea. Call us back and let us know if it works. Okay, Sean?
I definitely will.
Great question. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
I love that. That happens all the time when I'm giving readings where I'll say something and it's just our mind kind of processing it. Like, have you ever thought of teaching before? And then people are like, no, I would like to teach. And he even used that word, but that always makes me go.
I guess maybe he was just focused on the cooking aspect of it.
Right.
But I actually think that's a really
great idea.
Because it's something you could do with your family.
And like, we do that with our niece and nephew
all the time. They love to cook.
Yeah.
They just want to like...
They want to be a part of the
exactly.
process. And God knows we're living in a society where we do not cook. There's too much processed food and all that stuff and we need to focus on it. Okay, so we have a good instant feedback question here. Okay, so Sharon in Lexington, we were talking about manifesting earlier. She wrote, I totally agree on the manifesting thing. What do you think about past lives, vows of poverty affecting our current life? That is a really good question. You know, a lot of people, I don't do past lives in my sessions because, you know, if you call a psychic and a psychic spends 45 minutes talking about how, you know, you were the Queen of England and, you know, you owned an auto repair shop in Paris or something like that, you can't really confirm whether or not they're connecting. So if you're listening and you're interested in past lives, I always think you should go out and get a CD or, you know, download something that guides you through your own process of seeing your past lives. I think it's a super powerful experience that you can have. I'm a huge fan of the book Many Lives, Many Masters by Brian Weiss. But it is an interesting concept of what happened in our past life, does it affect our current life situation? And I think it can, but you don't want to give it too much power. So if you feel like you were a person of the cloth and took vows of poverty in another lifetime, it could be that you may not be as connected to things and material objects in this lifetime. But if you feel like it's blocking you from creating a harmonious and abundant lifestyle, that's something that you want to be careful with. So basically, the way to fix that is with affirmations. You can tape, you know, you hear me say this to clients all the time and callers, that you write things down on paper and then you paste it all over your house or your room just to kind of focus on changing that energy. So you want to say things like, I am no longer in poverty. I have an abundant, prosperous life, and I'm attracting that to me, just to kind of change that subconscious reflection. But I do think that things can happen in your past lives can affect the current life.
Wait, so are you saying that the vow in the past life contributes to this, like, this life's poverty, or is it thinking that that is what you may have done in a past life that is affecting?
Both. It's something that a lesson that could be repeated. And if you've been searching for the core of that answer in meditation or in regression, and you've come up with, part of the reason I have this issue was because, I was a nun and, never had anything, it can affect you. But people can then get hooked into that and it becomes their identity. And it's like, well, the reason I have no money and the reason I have no stuff is because in a former life I was a nun, whatever. And so what you want to do is touch it, identify it, but then fix it and change it and move on to the next level by using your word and your thought. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So do we have any callers on the line? How are we with calls?
We do, actually. Let's take Judy, and she just called in from Everett, Washington, and she's looking for a career question from you, or answer, I should say. She has a background in music. She's thinking about maybe some selling some of those songs. She's looking for some options there. So,
Judy. Hey, Judy.
Hey, Dougal. How are you today?
I'm terrific. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So what's going on?
Well, I've taught music for years, piano, and done some accompanying, and I'm doing some teaching now, and I've done a little accompanying, and I'm fooling around a little more on my own, improvising and that sort of thing, but I don't do that really in public, at least not at this point. But I've also done some writing, and I haven't tried to sell it or do anything with it. I am needing to bring in some more money. I'm wondering if you see any affinities for any certain types. You just did such a great reading for this other guy. I thought, oh, that's great.
Well, the funny part about your energy, Judy, is I have no doubt about your talent as an intuitive. Like, I can feel it kind of coursing through your ability. What I do feel worried about, though, is you're terrible at selling yourself. Would you agree with that?
In some ways.
And it's funny to me because to be a creative person who teaches about performance and teaches music, it's like I think you're very, very good at kind of like nominating someone else to be in the position of the performer or in the spotlight. But I really think if you can work on being in front of groups and accepting their response to your work, I think that's the lesson there. I don't think it has anything to do with money. I feel completely comfortable with you being able to manifest money and manifest prosperity because technically speaking, the universe is always taking care of you. I certainly think we could turn up the volume, so to speak, and have more income coming in. It's more about being seen. When I focus on you, there's something about when you're in that moment of that creative energy and allowing people, because really you're showing your soul at that point, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like when you're showing your soul at that point, there is a feeling of being really, really exposed. And it is very vulnerable, but it's also very powerful at the same time. And it's what people tend to respond to the most. So I think with your own creative work, if you can work a little bit more on showing your raw emotion, all the stuff that you've really worked through, your personal journey, that's what people are going to respond to. And that's where I see you making money. So whether or not that's through like writing music or actually performing, the more personal and the more raw you are, the bigger the feedback and response you'll get. Does that make sense?
That's wonderful. That's extremely helpful.
So if I were you, I would get off the phone and I would literally... Do you watch Glee? Do you ever watch the show Glee, Judy?
I've seen it a couple times. I actually don't get TV, so I watch it at other people's houses sometimes on the computer. Yeah.
Well, it was very sweet because there's this one character who's, you know, obviously she's supposed to be the star, and she spends all this time in high school thinking that she can't really be a real star and write her own music until she has something terrible happen to herself. So she runs around, like, searching and trying to create these scenarios, and it was very funny. So if anyone's listening, they understand. But what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to get off the phone, and I'd like you to write about a painful or profound experience in your life and somehow change that and turn it into a creative piece of work that you can express and or perform in front of people. When you were doing that, when you were in that raw space, that's when you're going to see a huge response. Okay, Judy?
Judy.
Okay, I didn't hear that last part. Okay,
Judy. I said thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. My pleasure. Sorry, we're having phone technical difficulties, people. It happens.
Oh.
Well, thanks, Judy. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
Okay, take care. It's funny about that being raw thing, because, you know, when I first wrote my book, but you knew that already, What a Psychic Can Teach You About Life, I remember when it came out, and we were living in Manhattan at the time, and I would walk the street feeling like I had been kicked in the stomach. It was the strangest experience, because I was really, really honest about everything. I've talked about the mistakes that I've made, you know, and just tried to be as raw as possible, and it was very exposing, you know, to have people come up and say that they read it and they enjoyed it. And even some of the negative feedback, there's something about when you touch that core and when you share it with people, you're opening yourself up to this intense energy. And it's a powerful experience, but it's a scary experience as well. But so I understand what Judy was talking about. But I really think connecting with that, that's what people respond to the most. When we can open up and show our flaws and the mistakes that we've made and connect, that's when we feel a sense of unity. I swear I'm not doing this on purpose, but like at the workshop, I swear I'm not doing this on purpose. I sound like a salesperson. But at the workshop, that's kind of what we end up doing. We all give readings and we look at each other and we talk about, this is the strength that I see in you. This is the pain that I see in you. And it ends up being a really powerful circle where I'm sharing and you're sharing and we kind of relate from each other's struggles. And it's really intense. So anyway, guys, you can call 425-373-5542. We're going to try and take one more call. The number again is 425-373-5542. We're going to take a quick break here. I'm Psychic Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor The Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Stinging nettle. Not simply a plant to avoid brushing up against while in the woods, this plant is an important herb. Harvest fresh with gloves, and you can add this leafy green food to soups, lasagna, or make as a tea. High in minerals such as iron and calcium, nettle leaf has antihistamine and anti-inflammatory effects, so is a good ally for those with seasonal allergies. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, The Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's The Dougal Fraser Show.
Purna Yoga Centers provides an integrated yoga experience that encourages health, relaxation, and the inner pursuit of purpose without pretense through the natural connection of the body, mind, and spirit. Whether you are looking to yoga for exercise, improve your health, use yoga and meditation as a means of self-discovery, or learn how to teach yoga, our inspired instruction and supportive community will help you accomplish your goals. For more information, visit yogacenters.com. That's yogacenters.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Hey everybody, this is Psychic Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. What an exciting hour. Phone technical difficulties. My dad sending in emails. It couldn't get any better. Okay, we always talk about meditation martinis, so now we're having a martini moment. I'm obsessed with the new season of The Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice. And yes, on the same night, we went and saw the I Am documentary that we talked about earlier, which was all about spirit and, you know, being connected to the human race. And then we came home and we watched The Celebrity Apprentice. Benny, are you watching The Celebrity Apprentice?
Not yet. I need to. Sorry, I'm behind on my shows. Got a couple boys to raise, you know.
Oh, that's true. You've got children. I forget about that part. But this show is pure trash, and I love every aspect.
We haven't watched it in like a bunch of seasons. But
right. I haven't watched in a while. Yeah. So who's on it? They've got Dionne Warwick.
LaToya Jackson. Right. Star Jones. Star Jones.
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
Yeah, see, he's crazy. That's why.
And, and super spiritual. Like, he
right?
He's totally new agey.
And that's a good part about it.
It's a good part.
Who else? Jose Canseco. Okay, so,
right.
Oh, jeez.
Marley Matlin is on it.
Yes.
But the thing that I love is I had no idea that Dionne Warwick was so difficult. And there's something about these reality shows, especially when it's celebrities, where you see them in a certain light where, you know, they seem kind of perfect and polished and all this stuff. And then you put them in a room together and you have Dionne Warwick working at a cash register, checking people out as they buy their pizza orders. And it was fantastic.
Not taking direction well
Not
from
taking
Star
direction
Jones
right, at all. At all. So the other thing that I thought was interesting was I read recently that the SATs had a question. I don't know if they specifically...
I had to play some for you. Can't we just all get along?
Well, you know what the sad part about Dionne Warwick is, guys? I'm going to have a moment of truth here. Some of you may not know my past, but I worked for the Psychic Friends Network. So Dionne Warwick and I are... Don't make that face.
No way!
You didn't know this?
I'm impressed.
Some people do porn. I worked for the Psychic Friends Network. I was extension 4...
But this is psychic porn.
Yeah, exactly. I was extension 4257.
Oh, my God.
This is a true story.
You had an extension line. That's
of
rad.
Course. I was 17 years old, and I used to have... I really thought it was a real company, and I'll give you all the dish legally in a second. I could get in trouble. But I really thought it was a real company, and I would watch the infomercials on TV, sitting in front of my coffee table, tarot cards spread out, you know, candle lit, waiting for the calls to come in. And it was actually a really scary job. The phone would ring off the hook, and you never knew, was it when, like, you know, an aging soap actress started to cry, she was getting her reading on the television show, or was it when Dionne Warwick said the number with such conviction while singing That's What Friends Are For? But it was a fascinating experience.
Wow.
And that's something I'm proud of. But I've done everything, people in the psychic community. Psychic Friends Network, reading at psychic fairs, next at the Omega Institute.
A little blast, you know, from the past.
Exactly. From all over the place. But back to reality TV. So I thought this was interesting. We were talking during the break about the Jersey Shore and kind of giggling about how ridiculous that show is and why we're all kind of like obsessed with watching it, especially with how they become more successful and it no longer feels real anymore. But I had read that this year on the SATs, one of the essay questions was how reality television, and I'm pretty sure, I might have to fact check this, they may have listed Jersey Shore or other shows, how reality television has affected our culture. And it was funny to me because it really bothered people and they were complaining and writing in, you know, complaints saying, you know, I've spent all this time, you know, studying math and science and chemistry and I'm not focused on, you know, how Snooki falling into the sand in the last season. And getting
it's
arrested.
Important to me.
Exactly.
Forget algebra. Exactly. Forget to get a job, but how's Snooki doing?
But you gotta find balance in that
yes.
stuff. You know, I had just like I'm joking about seeing the I Am documentary and then coming home that night and watching the Celebrity Apprentice. And this makes me think also, I was inundated. I don't know if you got this in Seattle, but in LA, I was inundated with emails telling me that this weekend was the end of the world. Did you get any of this, Benny?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so there was like the largest full moon in...
Well, I do know of that, yeah.
Right. So okay. Everyone kept telling me that the full moon was going to create the same earthquake that had happened in Japan, in Los Angeles, and that we should move, and there was going to be a tsunami, and every day I'd like get on Facebook, and people were uploading images of all the signs that it was coming, and it was coming, and it was coming, and we had dinner with friends, and they're asking us whether or not we have iodine pills to take care of the radiation coming from Japan, and you know, in my head, I was like, I happen to be a fairly successful psychic. I think if I might know something like that was coming, but I kind of tapped into the fear. And David was securing a bookcase that we have in our house with some shock earthquake protection.
Well, that's just precaution.
Right. And we were, you know, deciding how much canned food we had. And I started to think, like, is this the end of the world? And I really had to check in with myself of in our culture, how obsessed we get with the fear of it all. You know, you turn on the news, and they're talking about what's going to affect us with the radiation. And then when you actually read the facts that Japan is 5,000 miles away from Los Angeles, it's really not going to affect us at all. But we get so hooked into it. And, you know, we're at dinner with friends and we're all bragging how long we can last when, you know, the apocalypse happens. I can last 2 weeks. I can last 4 days. and I really had to realize that I was spending more time focusing on my own fear than actually taking precaution and energy to send positive thought to the people that were actually going through it. And I think we can become a little bit obsessed with that stuff. You know, I'm always getting questions of, you know, last year when I would do TV and radio, it was swine flu. And is swine flu going to take out our you know, country? No, it's not going to take out our country. And are we going to, you know, is this earthquake going to happen and we're all going to fall apart?
Or the anthrax thing from
exactly.
way back in the day.
Anthrax.
Remember that? Yeah,
yeah,
see?
I lived in New York during September 11th mm-hmm. and I would get emails of, you can't take this subway line and don't do this. And it just becomes crazy.
Yeah.
And guys, it's all about finding balance. You know, mm-hmm. that's why I like to talk about everything from chakras to the Celebrity Apprentice. But it's about finding balance. If you find yourself getting stuck in a pattern of energy, whether it's fear or lack of information, you know, I also know some people that don't even know what's going on in the world. You have to kind of tend to your garden, you know, and give equal energy to every part and be really cautious with that. So I had written about it in my blog. Then I made a donation and I tried to shift the energy. Tried to focus on the planet being healthy and what can we learn from what happened in Japan and really send positive energy to those people so they feel connected and they can rebuild their life. So if you want to read about my crazy process, you can go to my website, www.dougalfraser.com, and you can read my blog. Guys, I'm going to talk about one more time my workshop this weekend. Are you coming? Benny, are you sick of hearing about this?
Maybe.
No, how can I not?
You can't. Okay, so this Saturday, I'm going to be doing a psychic and aura development workshop from 11 to 6 at the Monaco Hotel in downtown Seattle. You can call 1-877-936-8425. Again, if you're in the Seattle area, you might get sick of me this week. You can hear me tomorrow on the Dr. Pat Show. And then on Friday morning, am I allowed to talk about another station?
Sure.
Okay, I will be on Move-In 92.3 with Brooke and...
Whoa, Move-In 92.5.
Pardon me, Move-In 92.5. Never said I was a numerologist.
Oh boy.
Just kidding. So you can listen to me, I think, in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm not sure, but you can always go to my website.
Pacific Standard Time,
exactly. So guys, I hope you come see me when I'm in Seattle. I'll be doing private readings on Sunday, March the 27th, and the workshop. And again, like I said, it's not just Seattle. I will also be in the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York in June. And I'm hoping to do an event in Florida possibly, but we're working on that right now. All right, so what else do we have to talk about? We have a few more minutes. No, wait, dead air. That's not what we were.
we were working so fast. I'm so good. And all of a sudden,
and then everybody
brain just quiet. Kind of flattened
out. So, Benny,
how
are you feeling as a father? Have you adjusted?
It's going pretty good. You know what? Everything's still moving at a fast pace. The boys were weighed yesterday at their 10-week mark and just coming in a little over 10 pounds now.
Oh, that's so cute.
So they've doubled their weight, and I can feel my muscles getting
bigger. I was just going to say, are your guns getting bigger?
Yeah, well,
that?
You know, I know you got your tickets to that gun show there, you know. Kind of flexing here on camera here, showing
them
off.
And what about things at home? Are you guys feeling insane, or have you found balance already?
Balance is actually pretty good. We are kind of just, it's kind of like you just go into a rhythm on job. Not to say job is the thing, but with twins, it's a whole different world.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to have things kind of set up, and you know, she does one thing. Of course, you know, she's still kind of doing the whole breastfeeding thing, so that's good. You got to feed. I can't really do much as, you know, in that area.
I
can
supportive.
Help out. Yeah, exactly. I can help out, clean the house, which I normally do anyway. Because I'm a little neat freak, so just the way it works out.
You know, are you a neat freak?
I'm organized.
Okay.
Like I am
so,
here.
Organized means, wait, does that mean you're not a clean freak?
No, I'm not that clean.
Yeah.
Like
more of an
wear white
person.
Gloves, shoes all the time or glove. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not like that, but I like to maintain the house.
Have you learned how to sleep in smaller increments?
It doesn't really affect me at this moment because I don't have to really get up as often.
Right, because she's breastfeeding.
Correct. So there's at this point, since she's kind of doing it all on her own, there's nothing more I can really do.
Right.
Until we incorporate the bottle.
Exactly.
Well, that's my accent for the day. The bottle.
The bottle. I know my impressions were terrible today.
We'll work on it.
So, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a fun hour, phone issues and all. If you didn't get to listen to everything, you can always go to my website, www.dougalfraser.com, and you can listen to the archive show. And don't forget, if you want information on my events, call 1-877-936-8425. Next week, all the phone lines will be working. We'll be taking your calls all hours. So remember, it's every Tuesday at 10. You're listening to Dougal Fraser on The Dougal Fraser Show. See you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.